sixth canto, 16th verse, 16th chapter and 20th verse. Atmanandanubhutyeva nyasta shaktyurmaye namaha rishikeshaya mahate namaste anantamurtaye Atmanandanubhutvaiva Nyasta Shaktyau Parmaye Namaha Rishikeshaya Mahate Namaste Anantamurtaye Atmananda of your personal bliss, anubhutya, by perception, eva, certainly, nyasta, given up, shakti, purmaye, the waves of material nature, namah, respectful obeisances. Rishikeshaya, unto the supreme controller of the senses. Mahate, unto the supreme. Namaha, respectful obeisances. Te, unto you. Ananta, unlimited. Murtaye, whose expansion. Translation. Perceiving your personal bliss, you are always transcendental to the ways of material nature. Therefore, O my Lord, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. You are the supreme controller of the senses and your expansions in the form are unlimited. You are the greatest and therefore I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Please repeat. Perceiving your personal bliss, you are always transcendental to the waves of material nature. Therefore, my Lord, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. You are the supreme controller of the senses and your expansions of form are unlimited. You are the greatest and therefore I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. This verse analytically differentiates the living entity from the Supreme Lord. The form of the Lord and the form of the conditioned soul are different because the Lord is always blissful, whereas the conditioned soul is always under the threefold miseries of the material world. The Supreme Lord is Sachit Ananda Vigraha. He derives Ananda, bliss, from His own self. The Lord's body is transcendental, spiritual, But because the conditioned soul has a material body, he has many bodily and mental troubles. The conditioned soul is always perturbed by attachment and detachment, whereas the Supreme Lord is always free from such dualities. The Lord is the supreme master of all the senses, whereas the conditioned soul is controlled by the senses. The Lord is the greatest, whereas the living entity is the smallest. The living entity is conditioned by the waves of material nature, but Supreme Lord is transcendental to all actions and reactions. The expansions of the Supreme Lord's body are innumerable. Advaitam achyutam anadim ananta rupam. But the conditioned soul is limited to only one form. From the history, we learned that a conditioned soul, by mystic power, can sometimes expand into 8 forms. But the Lord's bodily expansions are unlimited. This means that the bodies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead have no beginning and no end, unlike the bodies of living entities. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Ajnana Timrandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manoveshtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this verse 20 is part of a prayer or a mantra. A mantra is given here by Sri Narad Muni to King Chitraketu as to how to please the Supreme Lord in the form of Sankarshan. This mantra starts with the verse 18 and goes all the way up to the verse 25. So we are right in the middle of the mantra. The two verses before 18 and 19, Srila Prabhupada put together. Sometimes he puts the whole prayer together, but he has particularly singled out this verse separately, did not bunch it in to the verse before or one verse after, because This verse analytically differentiates the living entity from the Supreme Lord, and Srila Prabhupada takes this opportunity to describe so many different ways our Dvaita philosophy. Everybody understands Dvaita and Advaita. Advaita, more like a Mayavadi concept, considering oneself to be, because we are part and parcel of God, and our qualities are also Satchit, Anand, so we are just as good as Him. There should not be any difference. I am God, you are God, we are all God. That is Advaita. And they also give an example that when the Dvaitvadi dualism, we say, well, we are so tiny, we're so small. But the Supreme Lord is unlimited, is so much bigger. So they would give you an example of Bundi. Everybody knows Bundi? Bundi? Or Laddu? This one everybody knows. It takes maybe 3 days of coming into Krishna consciousness before everybody knows what a Laddu is. So Bundi, if you have so many pieces of Bundi and you put it together, press it together like that, does that remain Bundi? Does anybody call it Bundi anymore once it's pressed and made into a ball? It is not a Bundi anymore. Nobody would call it Bundi. What is it called? It becomes a Laddu now. It's the same thing. Nothing changed, just the shape. It became a Laddu. So, in the Mayavadi philosophy, there's so many different Mayavadi schools. One of the Mayavadi philosophy, you take so many of us, maybe as many as are here in the temple hall right now, and bunch us up together and make a nice Laddu out of us, and that would make God. So, God or us, no difference. Then there is Dvaita, dualism, which understands that there is two. There is me, the living entity, and there is the Supreme Lord. Two distinctively different entities, the living entity and the supreme entity. And it is based on understanding that yes, so many of us put together can make a Laddu, but that Laddu is not the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is much bigger, vaster, greater, and unlimited. On top of all that, unlimited. And okay, we have the same qualities. We are also Satchit Ananda as the Supreme. But at the same time, quantitatively, we are so minute that I could take this glass of water here and say, I'm holding the Pacific Ocean. How many of these glasses will make a Pacific Ocean? How much water, how many glasses of water do I have to spill to make the Pacific Ocean? Any count? And even if I did, the Pacific Ocean does not just contain water. It has so many other different things. So, in the first point, Srila Prabhupada is stating, Lord and the form of the conditioned soul are different because the Lord is always blissful, whereas the conditioned soul is always under threefold misery of the material world. Okay, the qualities are the same. Qualitatively, we are also supposed to be blissful, ananda. How many are blissful? Anybody is completely blissful? Or how many feel blissful all the time, 24 hours a day? I am sure we have blissful moments. That's what Krishna consciousness is all about. But feeling blissful 24 hours a day, 7 days of the week, all the time, is what is blissful. What comes and goes is like happiness and distress. It's not blissfulness, it's happiness and distress. Matra sparshastu kaunteya shitoshno sukha dukkha. Comes and goes. But the Supreme Lord is always blissful, 24 hours a day, and 7 days a week, any time, past, present, future, always blissful. Anybody heard anything differently ever? Anybody heard a statement, the Supreme Lord was under distress, was feeling very perturbed? No. That doesn't happen. Reminds me of a story of this American white man. He comes to visit India. And when he goes back, actually when he had come to India, he did not believe in God. And when he went back to America, Shishu Gornitai ki, Shishu Krishna Balarama ki, Shishu Radha Sham Sundar Bhagwan ki, Nitai Gaur Premanam. So when he returned to America, he became a believer of God. And his friends asked him, what happened? Did you get converted in India? Did the Hare Krishnas deprogram you, brainwash you? What happened to you? He said, well, I was in India for about 4 weeks, and I found and I witnessed and I noticed everywhere nobody is doing anything. Still, the whole place operates. There must be God. Actually, there is a similar story to that. That this person comes from America because he is heard of so many different gods. He is interested in God. And he has heard and found out about so many gods. He is not interested in so many gods. So I just want to find out about one God. Which God is the supreme? So I'm going to go to India, going to go to all these temples, and I'm going to check it out for myself. Which one is the Supreme Lord? So he goes and visits all kinds of temples, Kali temples, Devi temples, Ganesh temples, Hanuman temples, Lord Shiva, so many different temples, and comes back to the conclusion. Says, if there is a Supreme Lord, it can only be Krishna. And everybody was astonished. Krishna. He is the Supreme. How can you say that? I say, every temple of Krishna I went to, he was looking so blissful, smiling, standing on the altar, playing the flute, doing nothing. All the other gods are busy doing something. So it makes me understand that he is the one who gives orders to everybody and the others are executors. They are the part of the executive committee and he is the supreme who runs the whole show. So the Sachidananda concept, we have heard so many pastimes of so many other gods and demigods. One day or the other they fall into some kind of calamity, distress. But the Supreme Lord never does. So there's a differentiation between the Supreme and other Jivatmas. They are not the same. Further, Srila Prabhupada says, the Lord's body is transcendental, comma, spiritual. But because of the condition soul has a material body, he has many bodily and mental troubles. Anybody heard of the Supreme Lord getting sick? Maybe in the form of Lord Jagannath he gets sick to do that one leela. But otherwise, yes, that he was trying to make a point to see what kind of devotees or what kind of transcendentalists are the most surrendered. Is it the jnanis? Is it the yogis? Or the bhaktas? But the Supreme Lord does not get. There was a nice painting somebody made of the last moment of this of Krishna. He is in the Prabhas Kshetra. There was a tree, he's laying under the tree, kind of 80% laid down on the ground and 20% risen up from his head. And an arrow has come and pierced his foot. So is the last pastime that he is performing of his disappearance or leaving the body or ending the leela, whatever way we want to say that. And he is supposed to be how old? Physically, bodily, he is supposed to be 125 years old. And what does he look like at 125? Still looks the same as he looks at 15, 16 or 21. Does not change. He doesn't get wrinkles, the hair getting gray and not be able to walk properly and so on. Doesn't get any of that. Whereas the living entities, even up to including Brahma, there is the aging process. All the Devi Devatas, they're getting older and they're getting closer to death all the time. How long do they live? The Devi Devatas in the heavenly planets, who can tell us? How long do the Indradi Devata, Indra etc., how long is their lifespan? Raise your hand. Nobody knows? Nobody? Yes. 10,000 years? Well, that's better than the answer of the devotees who are laughing because they never give an answer. The devatas live for one manvantar. One manvantar. And what is a manvantar? Manvantar is 71 yuga chakras. 71 yuga chakras make one manvantar. So one manvantar ends, the next manvantar begins. When the manvantar ends, the manu changes. The next manvantar will be the manvantar of the new manu. And that's how that manvantar will be known, by that manu's name. So one yoga chakra consists of four yugas: Kali Yuga, Dwapar, Treta, Satyug. And Kali Yuga is 432,000 years. Dwapar is 864. And Treta, 1296. And Satyug is 1728. So altogether, it makes 43,20,000 years of one yoga chakras. At the end of the yoga chakra, there is a partial destruction. And then the new yoga chakra begins. None of us will survive that change of yoga chakra. The devatas, they survive it. And they survive it the whole 71 times. But after the 71 time, they are dead also. New manvantar begins. Brahma begins the new manvantar. And Brahma assigns a new manu to that manvantar. And in the new manvantar, all the new Devi Devatas are born again. This is information given in so many places in the Shastra, but Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it is given in the way that I am explaining. In the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, when Narad Muni goes to Lord Indra and saying that I have been told that you are the greatest devotee on the face of this earth, I want to honor you and welcome you and crown you to be the best devotee of the Lord. Indra says, no, no, no. Me, I am nothing. 14 Indras like myself change in one day of Brahma. How can you even compare me? 14 Indras like me come through one day of Brahma. One day. And that is only day. Then there is the night. That long is the night. Of course, nothing happens at Brahma's night in this universe. Everybody else goes to sleep also. But Brahma wakes up the next day and creates the partial creation, secondary creation, again to live through the next day. And in that way, he lives for 100 years, and every year has 360 days in it. 360 some odd days according to the lunar calendar. That's Brahma. But even Brahma is getting older. Anybody knows how old Brahma is right now? 51? Anybody else? Maybe 51. I heard he was 57. Close enough. I think Gopi Parandan Prabhu said he was 57. He quoted from somewhere. I don't remember where he quoted. Gopi Parandan Prabhu said, Brahma is 57. And that's why you see Brahma as an old man. He wasn't born that way. He wasn't born that old. Although he wasn't born a baby either. He was born full grown. But nevertheless, he is aging. And so are all the other Devi Devatas, let alone all of us, the regular jivas, the living entities. Of course, we are always going through the aging process. We are all always affected by the threefold miseries and so many other things. Sukha, dukha, day, night, shitoshna, like that. So, moving on to the next statement that Srila Prabhupada is making here. The conditioned soul is always perturbed by attachment and detachment, whereas the Supreme Lord is free from such dualities. So here is another difference, that we are the living entities always perturbed by attachment and detachment. We get attached to something or someone that we come in contact with. And attachment can deepen and it deepens and deepens and deepens, and what happens? Either I leave my body or that person leaves his. And it's over. It's over because my attachment and detachment is based on bodily conception. I do not see a soul inside every body. I'm not trying to befriend that soul that is residing inside the body. Of course, you cannot befriend a body by itself because body is dead matter anyways. So it's the soul that is making that body active, and the soul is the cause of this person having the man, buddhi and ahankar, because it's because of the man, buddhi and ahankar that we have so many different personalities, likings, dislikings. So we develop attachment and detachment, whereas the Supreme Lord, according to the statement, is never attached to anything. So he never has to detach from anything. If you're never attached, there is no point of detachment. Moving on, the Lord is Supreme Master of all the senses, whereas the conditioned soul is controlled by the senses. Depending on our level, we are mostly or so much controlled by our senses. Whereas the Lord is Rishikesha. He is the controller of the senses, and we are trying. The Lord is the greatest, whereas the living entity is the smallest. We already discussed that one. We're smallest, like this glass of water. And He is great. In comparison with this, to compare this with the Pacific Ocean, reminds me of a pastime with Srila Prabhupada. That Tamal Krishna Goswami gave so many years ago. This happened in Los Angeles. Tamal Krishna Goswami at that time was the temple commander, and he went to see Srila Prabhupada. And those of you who would know his personality, he was a very, very open, frank kind of a person. Whatever came to his mind, he would just say it out loud. So he went and told Srila Prabhupada that, "Srila Prabhupada, I am feeling so much false pride, so much ahankar ever since I became the temple commander here." So Srila Prabhupada said, "Okay, sit down. We will discuss this." So to make the long story short, Srila Prabhupada started telling him about the innumerable, unlimited numbers of the universes that are in the material world. There are so many galaxies and so many universes within the galaxies. And within every universe, there are so many other realms. Just like in this universe, we have 14 different realms: the earth, the seven up, and the 6 down, all the patals and all the heavenly planets. And so out of all those galaxies, we are in one galaxy. In the whole galaxy that we are in this small little universe, because our Brahma is only four-headed. So we're very small universe. Within that very small universe, we're on this earth planet. Within the earth planet, there are seven continents. And in there, one continent is called North America. And in there, there's a country called the USA. And in there is a state called California. And in California, there is this area called Los Angeles. Coming down, and in Los Angeles, where are we? On the Venice Beach area. And there is a place, there is a little street here called the Wetsika Avenue. And on this Wetsika Avenue, there is this little church where about 75, 80 Hare Krishna monks live. And you are a temple commander. In that little church that has been converted into a Hare Krishna temple. So we need to understand how insignificant little we are. If we take our hair and just the tip of that hair, how many of us can sit on that tip of the hair? 10,000. 10,000 of us can sit on a tip of a hair. How big are we really? How big should we think that we are? On one tip of the hair, 10,000 of us can sit. We are very, very tiny. That is the point. The Lord is the greatest, whereas the living entity is the smallest. The living entity is conditioned by the waves of material nature, but the Supreme Lord is transcendental to the actions, to all actions and reactions. We have the karma process. We have to face the reaction of every action that we are committing. Does the Supreme Lord have to face any reaction to whatever he does? He does not face any reaction to whatever he does. Moving on. The expansions of the Supreme Lord's body are innumerable. Advaitam achyutam anadim ananta rupam. So many different expansions, but the conditioned soul is limited to one form. From the history, we learn that conditioned soul by mystic power can sometimes expand into eight forms. Who expands into eight forms? Who expanded into eight forms? Who? Who? Shobari? Shobari and? Kardamuni. Kardamuni was able to expand into 8 forms by his mystic yoga. Who's Kardamuni? Living entity. He played the role of being the father of Lord Kapildev. But he's living entity. He expanded into 8. And Shobari actually expanded into how many? 15? 15? 5? The Supreme Lord, there is no limit. Sixteen 16,108 queens, and he is living in every palace with each one of his queens separately. In the Ras Leela, there's hundreds of thousands of gopis, and he expands into that many so that every gopi thinks Krishna is with me and his potency does not change or decrease. So in conclusion, Srila Prabhupada says, this means that the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead have no beginning and no end, unlike the bodies of the living entities. This is a statement that the Mayavadis take to make their point. That if you have a body, then how can it be unlimited? If you are unlimited, that means you don't have a body. That is their argument. That a sakar form must have a size, must have a limit, because it's beyond the control or the understanding of the 1 pound gray matter that they have in their head to understand that the Supreme Lord can have the body and still be unlimited, and he is not just bound to the body, he is also nirakar. In nirakar form is also the Supreme Lord, and sakar form is also the Supreme Lord. He is not bound by anything. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagwaneti, all three forms of the Supreme Absolute Truth. He is not bound to one. All right. Thank you very much. Is there any question or comment? Going once, going twice, gone. Too late. जगत गुरु शिल प्रभुपाद की yeah.